This is an RNIB talking book.
Hemingway's Chair by Michael Palin.
10528. Hemingway's Chair. Martin Sproul is a mild, conventional assistant postmaster living in an English coastal town. The only exceptional thing about him is his obsession with Ernest Hemingway. But when an ambitious young outsider is appointed postmaster and starts to transform the friendly old-fashioned post office for privatization and high-tech challenges, Martin decides to be like his hero and take his revenge against the ruthless modernizers.
By kind permission of the author. The recording of this book was made possible by money raised by Doug Ellery playing his Hammond organ in Banbury, Oxon. This book, first published in Great Britain in 1995 by Methuen, London, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. This book contains language which might be considered offensive. It has 39 chapters, and it's read by Michael Lumsden. This book contains language which might be considered offensive.
Hemingway's Chair by Michael Palin. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed round. On the facade of the General Post Office, New York City. Chapter 1. Marsh Cottage stood a little way back.